Thanks for calling customer support. This is Asia. May I help you?
This is Brenda Payne. I did a survey from CBS, and it said I would win a gift. And when I picked out the gift, it showed the shipping, and that's all I had to pay. And then I got an email that I had ordered meal balance, and that wasn't what I ordered. So I want to cancel it.
To start, ma'am, can I have your zip code?
Do what?
Your zip code, please.
38850. Uh-huh.
One second, ma'am, while I find your account.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Payne, for security purposes, ma'am, please have your shipping address.
2758 Highway 15 North, Hulka, Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see that on the 3rd of June you did. Oh, was that today?
Yes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. So it says that today you ordered a, you signed up for a contest entry?
It says I did, but I didn't. I clicked on the Dyson vacuum cleaner, and it went. I gave it all my information, and it showed me shipping, and I clicked on it. And I didn't see anything about meal. If it was on there, I didn't notice it. But that wasn't what I ordered to start with. It shouldn't have been on there. I guess it's just a scam.
No, ma'am, it's not a scam. But to sign up for that raffle, it says in your terms and conditions that to sign up for that raffle, you agree to a meal plan. You sign up.
But it didn't show
a
meal plan. It never showed me a meal plan. It showed me what I clicked on the Dyson, and then it went to the shipping.
It should be a. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It never said anything about a meal plan.
Yes, well, it should be. It did say it in your terms and conditions. However, the actual meal plan should be in your email.
Well, I want to cancel it anyway.
Well, I assure you that it's a really good meal plan. It does help with diets or help with healthy living. And as a courtesy, I can give you a 35% discount off of your subscription.
No, I just want to cancel.
All right, ma'am. Let me talk to my supervisor and see what I can do, okay?
Okay. If I can, I'll just call and cancel it on my credit card. I have no problem with that.
Give me one second, ma'am, okay?
Yes.
All right, ma'am. For as a courtesy, what I can do is give you a 75% discount. I'm 75% refund.
I don't want it. And I'm going to call my credit card and cancel it. So I can do that.
You don't want the 75% refund?
I don't want the, I want the $38 taken off of my, I don't want you to send me anything. I just want you to.
You don't want me to send you a refund?
Yes, I want a refund. You said 75%.
75% refund, yes, ma'am.
You mean you're keeping part of my money?
Yes, ma'am, because it is a valid charge. But
I'll
as a courtesy, we are going
to
give
it. I mean, it is a scam because I did a CVS thing and clicked on a Dyson, and I thought, that's just too good to be true. And I was right. And then when I clicked on it, it went to it. I put all the information in and clicked accept. And then saw my new email, and I'm like, what does this mean? So I'll just call my credit card and cancel it. It doesn't matter what you've got. I've got a good credit card that will take care of it for me.
Well, yes, ma'am. I can see. I can speak back with my supervisor, see what else I can do for you, ma'am. Ma'am?
Okay.
One second, please. All right, ma'am, I just spoke to my supervisor, so we're going to get you a full refund due to your inconveniences, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So let me go ahead and keep you on the line so I can get that refunded to you. Make sure I have all your information. I can give you a confirmation cancellation number, okay?
Okay.
So just give me 1 second, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, ma'am. I have successfully got that order refunded and canceled. So do you have anything to write with? I do have a cancellation confirmation for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
C as in Charlie. 919-275-721.
Okay.
Did you get that all, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That'll be all.
All right. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.